Back with you courtside here in the Auxiliary Gymnasium at Fayetteville High School. By the way, those halftime stats, courtesy of Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Getting ready for second half action. Mountain Home will have the basketball. They'll be working from right to left here in the second half. They trail by two, 18-16 our score against the 7A state runner-ups from last season, the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats. The five on the floor to begin the second half of play. It is Foreman, Pfeiffer, Walker, Martin, and Husky on the floor as the shot goes up from Hannah Pfeiffer. She's got 13 points, and it is now an 18-all ball game. 7:35 to play here in the third quarter, that is, as North Little Rock has the basketball, looking for a cutting Morris, intercepted by Foreman, turnover committed by the Charging Wildcats. Now right to left, here comes Mountain Home. Husky has her pocket picked by Jordan Neal. She's in the other way, now left to right. Neal all the way to the bucket, looking for a cutting Hawkinson on the weak side block. Pass is intercepted by Pfeiffer, and now Mountain Home takes possession. 40 seconds, make it 50 seconds gone here in the second half of play. We're tied at 18. Mountain Home is led by as many as five and is only trailed by as little as two. Husky with the basketball, free throw line extended in front of her bench. She'll fire up a long, deep three. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Anaya Pettis of North Little Rock. Here come the Charging Wildcats. Neal takes it down to the low block and sends it out to Brown. She's on the left elbow now, takes it down to the block, and with the left-handed layup, it is good as she beat Emma Martin on the dribble. That for Brown is her for the floor. Man-to-man defense employed here by Daryl Fimple in his 13th season as a head coach for North Little Rock. Around the perimeter it goes. Husky near side arc. She fires up a three. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Foreman, taking it up strong. No good. Weak side rebound plucked away by Pettis. Here come the Charging Wildcats after a quick possession by Mountain Home. On the low block is Brown. She sends it back out to Neal. Top of the key to Hawkinson. She has 7 points tonight. She's averaging 15 an evening, all seven of which came in the second quarter. Hawkinson dribbling it around, scanning the floor. Crossover dribble to the left elbow. Now to Brown. She penetrates. Spin move in the lane. 10-foot turnaround jump shot. No good. Uncontested rebound pulled down by Foreman. Here comes Mountain Home. 5:50 to play here, third quarter. We are tied. It's a 20-18 score. Mountain Home trailing by two. Into the lane is Martin. She was looking for some contact as she penetrated, but her dribble's knocked away. Turnover by the Lady Bombers as Hawkinson now has the basketball for the Charging Wildcats. She uses a screen from the right elbow, pulls up, long jumper, no good. Rebound plucked away by Pfeiffer. Here comes Mountain Home with a chance to tie or take the lead once again. It's a 20-18 score. Mountain Home down by two. 5:20 to play third quarter. Husky's been cold here from deep. She's looking to get going as she penetrates to the right elbow. Now looking for a cutting Pfeiffer. Her dribble knocked away. Now she gets the basketball back and pulls it out to set up the offense. Daryl Fimple told me earlier this week that the offense runs through Peyton Husky and he was going to try to hinder her tonight. He's done a pretty good job of that in this man-to-man defense. Husky with the basketball in front of her bench, free throw line extended. Looking to go down low to Foreman, but nothing there. Now takes it to the top of the key to Pfeiffer. She's got 13 tonight. I'm sure she was a topic of conversation in the North Little Rock locker room at the half. Martin with it at the top of the key. To Riley, far side, free throw line extended on the right wing. Now to the top of the key again, picks up her dribble. Bounce pass goes to Husky here near side. Husky's going to penetrate, now pull it back out, feeding Pfeiffer on the right wing. Being guarded by Pettis in the man-to-man defense, Pfeiffer takes it to the baseline, now pulls it back out along the perimeter. 4:28 to play third quarter. Lady Bombers down by two. It's a 20-18 score. This has been a long possession for them. And remember, North Little Rock likes to play an up-paced tempo. Mountain Home has really controlled the tempo here early on in the second half. With the basketball is Husky. Top of the key going to Pfeiffer. Now left side wing to Walker. Walker being guarded by Neal. Walker's going to pull it back out near the logo at center court. Between the circle she is. 4 minutes to play here, third quarter. This possession's been about a minute. Now Walker gets some space and a little teardrop 3 feet away from the iron goes in. Riley Walker dribbled him to death, and she found some opening in the middle of the paint and lays it in. We're tied at 20, 3:48 to play third quarter. Here's Morris. She's looking to get going. With a foot on the line, they're going to call it a three try, and it's off the mark, no good. And a one and done for North Little Rock. Daryl Fimple beside himself on that bench on the far side of the floor. Now a timeout taken by Dell Leonard. He wants to take a full timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:34 to play third quarter. We're tied at 20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Matt Sharp is our studio engineer tonight. Back at our studios in Mountain Home, Arkansas, we are courtside. Well, at least I am. I shouldn't say we. It's just one. Party of one tonight. It's a 20-20 contest. 3:30 to play here, third quarter. Coming out of the Dell Leonard timeout. Mountain Home with the basketball, looking to take the lead again. Pfeiffer has it, being guarded tightly by Demila Brown. Pfeiffer around a screen by Kyra Pinn. She came into the last dead ball. This is Husky with it, top of the key. Dribbling to the far side, looking for a cutting Riley. Riley amongst the trees, sends it back out to Pinn. Pinn regains the basketball and gives it to Riley on the right side wing outside the perimeter. 3:05 to play, third quarter. Pfeiffer has the basketball in her hand, near side corner. Taking it to the near side elbow, she pulls it back out. Now to Husky. Inside of 3 minutes to play here, third quarter. We're tied at 20 here in the opening game of the Bulldog Classic. Walker looking to penetrate, nothing there. Man-to-man defense working hard as Pfeiffer tries a three. She leaves it short. Rebound pulled down by Hawkinson, but another long offensive possession put together by Mountain Home. They feed Morris underneath. Her shot is up, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home in those blue uniforms tonight. So it'll be North Little Rock ball underneath their own goal with 2:37 to play here, third quarter. Tied at 20. Neal looking to feed it in. Now she uses the outlet at the top of the key to Brown. Brown brings it into the front court. This is Neal. She penetrates into the middle of the lane, hands off to Morris. Morris can't finish. Rebound pulled down by Mountain Home. Boy, they've really badgered her tonight. Tied at 20, the ball picked away. Now Neal leaking out in front after the turnover. Neal has an easy left-handed layup, and it's good. And Mountain Home trailing now 22-20. And head coach Daryl Fimple will take a timeout. 2:16 to play, third quarter. Lady Bombers trailing 22-20 on your home for Lady Bombers basketball. Classic hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Well, coming out of the Daryl Fimple timeout, the Lady Bombers trailing 22-20. Benjamin Kelly back with you, filling in this weekend here at the Bulldog Classic. The Lady Bombers trying to put themselves into the winner's bracket, where they would face Jonesboro tomorrow evening in the main arena. Walker will slip down and fall, and a timeout is quickly taken by Dell Leonard to maintain possession. It is a full timeout, and, well, 8 seconds later, we'll take it with him. 2:08 to play, third quarter. Lady Bombers down 22-20. You are listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Rejoining the action here at the 2:08 mark in the third quarter, Mountain Home with the basketball trailing by two, 22-20 with it, as the ball tipped out of bounds after the Hannah Pfeiffer pass attempt. She was looking for Peyton Husky on the far sideline in front of the Mountain Home bench. Ball jarred out of bounds, so Mountain Home will maintain possession. Into the backcourt, Husky will feed Riley Walker. Walker gets it across the timeline. A tight man-to-man defense is, generating a turnover now. Ball on the floor, picked up by Brown. She's going the other way, left to right. She's fouled at the rim as the shot's no good. Riley Walker committing the good personal foul. That's her second and the team first of the half. But that will send Demila Brown to the free throw line for two free throws. Five on the floor for Mountain Home. It is Foreman, Walker, Martin, Pfeiffer, and Husky. First foul shot is good by Brown. That is her third point of the quarter and her sixth point of the evening. She's 2 for 2 from the stripe. Here's the next one. And that one good as well. 24-20 our score. 1:54 to play here, third quarter. Mountain Home trailing as a full court man-to-man press employed now by Daryl Fimple at the 1:50 mark. And now a personal foul committed, for all intents and purposes, 84 feet away from their basket on this smaller auxiliary gym floor. And it is that's the foul on Anaya Pettis, her second in the team, first of the half. Both teams with one personal, 5 seconds to play third quarter as a jumper along the far baseline goes up from Hawkinson. It's good. She's got 9. Well, here comes the high-intensity pressure that Del Leonard was talking about it to me before the game as Riley Walker steps on the sideline and out of bounds. And up in arms are both Leonards on the bench. They wanted a personal foul, but the official saying that Walker stepped out of bounds before any contact was generated, and so North Little Rock will take possession of the basketball. 26-20 our score, 1:22 to play here, third quarter. Boy, the Lady Bombers really need a defensive stop right here. They want to stay in this ball game. Zone defense employed by Del Leonard and the Lady Bombers, 1:13 to play, third quarter. Neal with the basketball, now to Hawkinson, near side corner, using a screen from Pettis. Now to Neal. Neal curls around a screen, drives low block. She draws two defenders. Low bounce pass is knocked away, but Neal gets it back and lays it in. Jordan Neal has 4 points in the quarter, 7 on the evening, and it's 28-20. North Little Rock with their largest lead of the evening, and now a foul is called on North Little Rock. See who they give the foul to this time. I think they gave it to Pettis again. That's her third. She'll have to have a seat. She's a starter for the Charging Wildcats, and she will have a seat as Mackey, the 5'9 junior, checks back into the ballgame. That's a second team foul on North Little Rock here in the half. 48 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, 28-20. Mountain Home needs a good quality offensive possession here to close things out in the third quarter. But the intensity, the high man-to-man defense forces a turnover as Walker tosses it out of bounds. And so North Little Rock with the basketball. They'll work left to right here on this possession. 28-20 our score. Mountain Home trying to halt him here. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hawkinson pulls up for 3. It's no good. Rebound pulled away by Pfeiffer. So there's a break for the Lady Bombers as Pfeiffer goes around the back dribble. She's looking to pull up for a 3, but she's denied on the man-to-man defense. 18 seconds to play here in the third. Mountain Home trailing 28-20. They've had just 4 points here in this third quarter. 8 seconds to play. Walker with the basketball, glances up at the clock, uses a screen by Foreman. Walker, and a hoist, a long 3, get it! Oh, what a way to cap off the third quarter. Riley Walker with a big triple. She's got 5 points in the quarter, 6 on the night, and a huge triple right there. Pulls Mountain Home within 5 at the end of 3 quarters. Well, 8 fresh minutes will be on the clock when we come back for the fourth. It's North Little Rock 28, Mountain Home 23. You're listening to Lady Bombers Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, the best brands make the best gifts. So take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Right now, you can save $50 with new lower prices on all Weber Spirit grills. Plus, enjoy free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up. Just like Santa, our elves build it and a guy in red delivers it. Get the perfect gifts at the perfect price. Now at your neighborhood Ace. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store for Ace Rewards members only through 12/24. Store stock only. See store for